Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to our very special bonus episode reminiscing on all things Strictly Come Dancing.
We're bringing you the best interviews from Strictly pros and judges from this year. You'll hear from a few reminiscing on the 2020 series, which was delivered during the pandemic, as well as some speculating on the 2021 series.
We'll be finishing up with Judge Craig Revel-Horwood's views on the latest series and why he still finds it the best job in the world.
Expect to hear from the likes of Jeanette and Aliash, Graziano De Prima, Neil Jones, Karen Hauer and more. This episode is saucier than a salsa and a samba combined. So if Strictly Gossip is right up your street, then we've got you sorted. Our first guest, very exciting. Karen Hauer is here, so let's get her in.
Lovely.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Karen, how are you?
I've been okay. Kind of, you know, just, I think I've, you know, it's been one of those things that I just try to stay as busy so I don't run into the walls. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been okay.
Has there been talk about going back to Strictly this year, Karen?
Little talks, I can't really say much.
I guess it is quite early, isn't it? Yeah.
A little bit early, but you know, it's all good. It's gonna come around in one way or another. It'll come around, which will be really exciting, you know, once again.
Does that come around really quick for you, like when you get that call and you go back, and by the time you get your partner,
when you're waiting for the call, it's like I can't even describe it, because it's, you know, it's gonna be, if I go back this year, it'll be my 10th series going into, and it is the scariest thing ever, waiting for that phone call. I've been on it for 10 years and I still get like, oh my God, did I do a good job last year? Am I going to be okay? Did they like me? Did they not like me? And it's hard. It's really, because you can't book anything. You can't say, well, today I'm going to go and do this, because you're waiting for that phone call, which is, you know, it's like the sacred. It's, you know, when you get the red phone, it's like that phone call that you're like, oh my God. And the thing is that when they call you, they're like, hi, how are you? And you're like, just tell
get
me.
To the point. Get to the point.
You're like, okay, got it. What did you have for dinner today? How are the dogs? Don't worry about the dogs. They're fine. They're being fed. Do I have a job? But no, it is, it's, you know, and it's funny because it just happened, you know, a couple of months. It's, you know, December was just around the corner when the final was done. I can't believe that Strictly will probably be around the corner again. This time has flown by, but don't get me wrong, I've been like just watching the clock. Like, is it time yet? Is it time? Can I go back to work now? But yeah, it's a bit scary, I'm not gonna lie.
You had a really successful series last year though, didn't you, with Jamie? It went really well.
Oh yeah, it didn't start really well.
No. No, but I mean, in the end, you know, getting to the final. I mean, you did have a couple of scrapes in the bottom two, didn't you, which was unfortunate. But your performances were fantastic. And I think, like, you know, it was really great television.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. You know, Jamie was phenomenal. I had no idea. I don't think anybody had any idea what he was going to come up with. But we were a great team. And that's what I loved about him. He just wanted to be himself. He didn't care. There's a lot of, sometimes you go into Strictly and you're like, oh, I have to be like this or I have to be like that. He was like, I'm just a really friendly guy that wants to come in and wants to work hard and wants to, you know, not take himself seriously. And that's one of the things that I loved about him, which opened me up even more, because if you have a celebrity that's stuck up and, like, you know, really hard to break, it's a much tougher job for us to be able to choreograph and put stuff on them and them not kind of, you know, be afraid to do something. Yeah. Exactly. You want them to be able to enjoy it and be free. And don't get me wrong, that first cha-cha-cha that I did with Jamie, where he completely, first of all, his trousers were too tight. And then I think the trousers were cutting up the circulation. And then he looked at me, he completely freaked out, completely like forgot all the choreography. And I was just like, come here, come to me.
And spin and twist.
And here we go. But the fact that he made it to the final after being in four dance-offs was brilliant, because, you know, he's a fighter, and it was good. It was so much fun. And we just felt really grateful, you know? Mm. And I think that's what was nice, that we were bringing such joy to people at home and to ourselves as well. We were all picking ourselves up and just having a good laugh and not taking ourselves seriously.
And that must make your job so much easier when you really get on with that celebrity. And I guess they're giving 110%. And obviously last series was a strange one during everything that was going on with the pandemic. But how you and the show still managed to put that together is incredible.
I mean, there was a lot of sacrifice, but, you know, from everybody. You know, first we had to go into a bubble for a month. All the professionals, you know, staying away from home and living in a hotel.
Okay, that looked quite fun.
Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. There was fun. I mean, the first 2 weeks was not cute. It was not cute. It was hard work. Your muscles, everything was aching. And then after a while, you were like, oh, we can have a little late night tonight. You want a drink? Okay, cute. So it was like we were back in summer camp. You know, we were teenagers. We're like, oh my God, my parents are not home. I don't need to go home late. I can go to sleep whenever I want. But then obviously from 9 to 6 p.m., it was like, but that's what was nice is that we all bonded. And it created a better atmosphere for the pros because we all knew we had each other. Especially during this time, and then going into the show and seeing the celebrities bringing them in and then collectively being in our own bubbles with them, It kind of brought the whole show together. And yes, it was hard not having an audience because they're the ones that really kind of, you know, pump you up. But the fact that we were all supporting one another, it felt even more authentic. And it felt like we were actually really there for one another because we were creating this amazing show. We were trying to deliver the best show possible so that everybody at home could smile and could forget about what was happening at the time. So, yeah, I mean, it was absolutely amazing. Tough, very, very tough because nobody wanted to get sick, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. Everybody was like, don't touch me. Don't, you know, you're walking around like, where's my sanitizer? Where's, you know, my mask, you know? And
poor Katya had to pull out, didn't she?
Because I know, Katya. That was hard, but you know, that's the thing. We were all in that gamble. We were all gambling. Yeah. And you know, you never knew if it was your turn. Every time, seriously, every time we took a test, I was like, I have COVID. Forget it. I have COVID. Look, I can't taste anything. I can't smell. I can't eat. Why do I have all these crazy symptoms? And then of course they would come out like negative. So, but it was interesting, but we learned a lot as a unit, the whole show. And, you know, and we went through it, which was great. We went through it together.
Tell us a bit about Hour Power.
Hour Power. yes, literally. It's, you know, it's one of the, I've loved fitness for the longest time. And I think it's one of the things that it's very natural and it's fun. It's a fun way to get fit. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, fitness is not fun. I don't like to do pushups. And I'm like, no, but you have to allow your body to catch up with itself. You have to allow it to get used to doing certain things. And what I like is that I don't like working out for long periods of time. You know, I worked in a gym for plenty of years in New York. I was a general manager. It's one of the managers at a major crunch, a major gym in the US, and seeing people coming into the gyms and working out and working with my clients. And then obviously being here and doing it on, you know, on online and connecting with people, it's brilliant. And I think that's the thing. It's like, you don't have to go crazy and, you know, sweat all the time. It all has to be a focus. It's about what works for you and what you like and what you enjoy. And it's the same thing that I do with my dancing as well. It's about the enjoyment that you have behind it, because everything's going to be hard and everything's going to be, you know, intense when you first start, but it's how you adjust to it. And that's how our power, just, you know, having fun and adjusting and creating something that everybody can do as a unit. And when, that's my selling point. Are you guys joining me?
I'm sold. I'm sold. I believe our guest Neil is ready to go, so let's get him in. Hello.
How's it all going, Neil? You keeping well?
Yeah, you know, I'm keeping myself busy. I'm every day I'm trying to improve myself. So I'm trying to make a schedule that I wake up in the morning and I don't check my phone. I don't, because that used to be my bad habit. Wake up in the morning, look at your phone, and then you go, oh, messages. And then you go, oh, let me just scroll a bit. Oh, what's this? Oh, what's on Instagram? What's on TikTok? Before you know it, an hour is gone. Yeah. And your dogs are looking at you with their legs crossed going.
Now's the time, Neil. Now's the time.
Exactly. So now my alarm goes off. I then set another alarm and I meditate for about 5 minutes, get up. And the first thing I do is open my window, make my bed, take the dogs for a walk. And the moment I do all of that, I'm switched on. I'm ready to go.
But talking of Strictly, last series, obviously we saw all the changes because obviously following the guidelines. How did you feel? She wasn't partnered up with a celeb, was she?
No.
Gutted about that?
No, you know what? I get asked that question quite a bit. And
we want to see more of you, Neil. That's why.
I know. And you know what? I appreciate that so much because from the fans, when people start saying, you know, it happens every year because there's normally more pros than there are celebs on a normal year. So somebody will sit down 1 year. And we know, you know, it's all depending on what celeb comes in. But this year was something completely special because when everything started happening, we knew there's going to be less celebs. So at that moment, our minds were ready for it, you know. And I just turned around and I said, look, if this show happens this year, I don't care what role I have. Just to be part of it, working, I will appreciate everything. And honestly, I was there for them. They needed anything, I said, I'll be there, don't worry. I wouldn't say no to anything because I was just happy to be dancing and working.
What was it like doing it without an audience? And, you know, you guys are having to make a lot of noise on the sidelines.
Oh, it was, you know, we had different moments because first we had the hotel where we were doing all the group numbers. And we actually loved this part because it was the first year where we did all the group numbers in one go and we got everything done before the show even started. So we actually turned around and we're like, if that could happen every year, go for it. We absolutely loved it. The fact with the audience, it's so different because when we used to compete, we were so used to judges on the side or other professionals that they don't really clap for you. They're always judging you, even when they're sat there meant to be the audience. So when you start with Strictly and you do performances like tours, it's crazy because all of a sudden, all of these people in a stadium have come to watch you because they like you. We're not used to that as competitors. we're normally trying to grab the attention. So actually when the show started and it was only production there, it was fine for us because we were performing anyway for the cameras, knowing there's people at home. But then during the main show, it was our job. You know, it was for us to create the atmosphere and I had a lot of water. Yeah, the thing is, we had to keep doing it and we were losing our voices. Because even the moment when we did have some audience in, they all had to wear masks and they could clap, shake their hands, but no, you know, they couldn't scream or anything. So it was still up to us to do it every week, yeah.
Last year, also, we saw our first ever same-sex couple. Do you think that's something that will return now that kind of milestone's legendary been done? Do you think BBC will go with that again?
You know, I think it's one of these things where, for all of us as dancers, we never looked at it as anything different or special because through most of my time, like when my sister started dancing, she had a girl partner all of her life. You know, I think she only ever had one male partner. So, you know, when everybody was talking about it, it's like, yeah, if it happens, it happens. Everyone's fine with it. If they turn around and say, Neil, we want you to dance with a guy next year, go for it. Like, I don't mind because it's one of these things. It's about dance. And that's what Katia and Nicola were so good at.
Such a shame, isn't it?
It was a shame with COVID, but I was so happy they came back and performed in the final because I thought it was a great performance. And I think they just showed everybody, look, it's two people dancing together. There you go. And it was great. It was marvellous.
Me and you next year, Neil. Well, this year.
Do it.
Hold it on.
Do it, Bobby. Do it. I'm there for you.
We'll be lifting up that glitter bowl.
I would love to see it.
Bobby, I'd be your best teacher. You'd love every moment. You're a hard worker, though, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I love the show. Do you know, I think it's one of them shows that you're actually coming away with a talent. Do you know what I mean as well? Because to learn that skill, I mean, what you guys do week in, week out is just incredible. So to learn that, and I'm sure it's not an easy thing to do.
No, you know what? If you can, with Alex, we were doing 11, 12 hours a day. But time just flew past. Like we didn't even realize, you know, because you're so busy with what you're trying to do. And when you do the first routine, it's like, okay, first routine's done. This is fine, you know, but then the competition starts. And then it's not about the others. It's about yourself. You're like, I want to improve. I want to be better. So the hours just fly by, you know, and it's so many times like OT was in the other room to us most of the time. And we're both leaving at the same time, you know, like that's what happened each week.
There's been some suggestion that everyone, all the dancers have been signed up for the next series. Is that true? Or do you know anything about that yet? Or
I don't know if they have, they haven't told me.
Well, I mean, the story suggested that because everyone had behaved so well and it all gone really well, that all of the dancers are back. Are you hoping that you'll be back then in that case? Are you up for it if it is?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have, it's not just the dancers, it's the full production, camera, everybody behind the scenes, hair, makeup, the lot. Everybody is so good at what they do. And normally you only see people not coming back because they're going on to try and do something else. Mm-hmm. But it's a type of show, even when other people have come from other productions, they've turned around and said, oh my God, I want to work with Strictly. Because everyone, Sarah, like SJ, she is incredible. And I turned around to her this year and I said, you deserve all the awards in the world for what you've created, you know. And it was emotional for everyone because mm-hmm. we all work so hard. So I want to come back, and I'm sure everyone else, and I love working with all my dancers. So we're in contact every day, always like little phone calls, like what's going on? Are you all right? you're still same.
Yeah. Same old, same as yesterday.
Exactly.
And you have been doing some virtual dance classes, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, it was something I created my own style about 6 years ago.
As you do.
Which yeah, you know, it's one of those things, you get bored and you go, let's try and reinvent the wheel. And I just turned around, I was like, you know, I love Latin dancing, but the biggest problem a lot of people have is finding a partner. So I was like, okay, let's look at Latin dancing, how we can do it without having to have a partner. But I also have a love for commercial dancing. I love street dancing. So then I started mixing it up together, thinking, okay, how can we take the rhythms from Latin, but also add movements from street? And that's how Urban Ballroom came around. So I was already doing that. And I was doing my classes 2 years ago, every Sunday, even when I was dancing. So I'd dance with Alex. And then on the Sunday, when it was meant to be my day off, I'd continue the classes with people. And then this year, I just started with the online classes and I've continued ever since then. So I'm enjoying it.
I better sign up to give myself a little bit of practice before we hit Blackpool in a few months.
Exactly. Oh, definitely. Yeah, Blackpool, we're talking the final.
Absolutely. Definitely.
You have to come and join me in the mornings. I do like a 15-minute live every day. Just a few little movements. Come and join me for it.
We actually had Katya come on to our 200th show, and she tried to teach me and Johanna at the time a little routine to Murder on the Dance Floor, which is my favourite song. I am terrible. I don't think I could do... I've been to one Lindy Hop class once with a friend of mine. It was horrendous. I was like the worst man in the room. So, I mean, as much as I would love to, Neil, I would only embarrass myself.
but that's okay. No one has to see you. So you can hide away.
I can just treat it like a little Zumba class. Can't I?
Exactly. Like, and you know what? I even do it in a way with it's... You can just use your arm. So you can sit on your chair or you can even still be in bed. Not a problem.
Point it up. Yeah. You're very well liked, Neil. And I think, you know, and that's not necessarily always a given, considering you've, in the last, 4 or 5 years, you've been on the show. You've only had one partner, but people are very interested in you. That has sometimes led to some rather big headlines and things that you probably haven't been expecting, and some attention on your personal life. How has that been for you?
One thing it turns around to me and I start saying, in the future, when I'm in a relationship, I'm keeping it quiet. I'm not going to let anybody know. You know, I'm one of these where I turn around to everyone, I'm Ginger. Yeah, I'm Ginger and I was a dancer. So I've been bullied most of my life. So when articles start coming out, I always know what's the truth and what's not the truth. So I tend not even to read it half the time. And if I do, if I want to giggle, then I read and I go, okay, you got about 10% of it, right? You know, like this.
I'll give you that. You got that bit.
Yeah. Good on you. Good on you. Yeah, I think it's one of those things, it's not easy because we're talking about this with friends because it's no one ever looks at themselves or says like, what's a celebrity, who's not a celebrity and all that. We're just people that are like, I'm just on a TV show. I'm doing what I've always done all my life. But the only difference is we get up to like 15 million people watching us do it. So of course that's going to bring headlines. But I turn around and I say, look, my mum, she grounds me every time. So she puts me in my place, you know, but even sometimes my mum calls me and like, is that true? And I'm like, mum, no, it's not.
So yeah, I think you're probably right on the keep it on the down low next time. Maybe.
Definitely.
We've got Strictly Professional Graziano Di Prima coming on.
Oh, what a lovely show we're having.
Hello.
How's it going?
What a pleasure.
How are you doing? How have things been?
Really good. I've just finished the Latin fitness session. So I've been running, shower, coming back. So I was on time.
I guess in a normal year, you'd probably be doing a tour or you'd be working on other things, like maybe on theatre, whatever. How have you found not being able to do those kind of things this year? It must be difficult.
It's been already 1 year. We got just between Strictly, likely. We had the chance to do the show, have the chance to dance every week. And being stuck again, it's been a nightmare. Also because for everyone, I think, I'm supposed to start a Here Come the Boys in January.
Yes.
Postpone again. And then in the middle, I'm supposed to do the arena tour for Strictly. And then again, Here Come the Boys. Till 3 days before my wedding that we already postponed from last year. So it's been literally a nightmare. Oh my God. Usually I plan everything like everyone in my life. But from now, I'm just living day by day.
Is there a chance you think you're going to have to postpone it again, or is it a long enough away that it might be okay to still go ahead?
Who knows? I had a call with the catering that they're going to plan, you know, all the food and stuff for us. And they were asking about literally specific things. And I said, we don't know. I don't know how many people they're going to come, because obviously there are people coming from UK if the wedding is going to go, you know, ahead. But I don't know, literally. We are planning, obviously, but we don't know here till July what is going to happen. It's going to be the 23rd of July. So I don't know. I don't know, really.
It must be difficult.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. And it must be difficult for you as well, because, you know, you've got family abroad and you haven't been able to see them.
Yeah. So I'm in Italy at the moment.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I'm in Italy, but north of Italy. My family, right, okay. I'm from Sicily. So my mom and my dad, they're in Sicily. I'm with my partner family that we got a house here. Mm-hmm. I've got my brother here with me. But other than that, they've been looking forward for the wedding. They're preparing everything. And I said, yeah, do it just because you are free. But we don't know if it's going to go ahead. And I really hope soon this is going to finish for everyone. And it's been so many cases, so many people have died, and it's incredible. It's such, I don't know even how to describe it. It's like a deja vu. We are still here after 1 year talking about the COVID. It's,
well, we've never had to live through anything like this before, have we? So that's why it's difficult. Are you able to travel within Italy or not?
I don't know literally when I'm going to be able to come there over again in UK. So that's why I thought it's better to come home and do everything like I have to do here, see, till I will know what I'm going to do next.
Okay.
Strictly, I've got to ask you, Giovanni's recently come out and said that he's more than ready to be partnered with a man on the show. Are you?
I've been ready for 4 years. My best friend is Johannes. So, and we used to dance together every time we were together. So today he called me. And we're, every time we're going to go, we end up for the wedding. He told me, so I know you are honest with me, but tell me something. I said, tell me. So will you dance with me in front of your parents and everyone? I said, of course. We used to dance together every time, every Sunday when we watch the results show. And I'm more than ready. Dance is for everyone, for everyone. And I said this in every class, is for everyone who love dancing. Dancing just born for the, let the people be free and happy. So
I think you'll have some competition with Giovanni, because he said on I think on our show actually, when he came on, he was like, yeah, get me on, I'll get in all the papers, everyone will be talking about me. I love it. So you might have to fight him for that.
For me, is the same. As long as I'm going to have a partner, we have fun together, because it's a process. What I've been learning, especially I've got a different, let's say, journey compared to Giovanni, obviously. I had my partner in my first season and last season, and this one that just ended up, I supposed to have a partner, but then nothing. But I found a way to, you know, dance every week. I had the chance to today's with Nadia this season. We had so much fun. Just think about, you know, the routine that we're doing and give our best. Because be already on Strictly as a professional dancer is, I don't know, is an highlight that even if tomorrow will finish, I will remember for my life. Change my life completely. I come from a small town in Sicily and do Strictly. Literally for me is, I cannot even describe it. And have the chance to come back next season, hopefully, finger crossed. For me, it's already, I win already the game. And I want to enjoy every second of it. I don't want to plan anything. So that's why every time they ask me something, for me, it's yes.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. All answers, yeah. Yes.
Oh, it's not for, there are millions of professional dancers around the world. They have the chance to join Strictly. It's everything. It's everything. When they called me for Strictly, I was like, are you sure? Are you sure you're calling me right now? So, yeah.
And when do you normally find out if you're doing the next one?
What so time? they're going to call us soon, I think, the next few weeks.
Oh,
around end of February, first weeks of March, usually. This year, I don't know how it's going to be, but hopefully.
Well, I read them saying that it's likely there'll be a full series this year, which will mean a full amount of celebrities. So hopefully you'll be able to get the partner that you didn't have last year. But I mean, you must have still been pleased to be able to do the show, though, because it wasn't a guarantee, you know.
Because they said last year was really hard and was in the middle of the lockdown. They've been amazing. They put us in an hotel. And
oh yes, it looked quite fun.
was fun, but we were so scared when the first day when we met each other, all the profession, we're scared to touch each other, even if we were all together in the same, you know, building. And then when they said, yeah, you can dance together, we were crying just because we could touch each other and dance, because, you know, I didn't have chance to dance, of course, with my partner, but after 6 months do a routine. We were literally after the first day, the second day we were full of pain. We asked the choreographer, Jason, please go slow. We are literally knackered. We cannot even do a bit.
Even the dancers are putting on lockdown weight. I'm glad to hear that.
Because our body wasn't ready enough, so we had time to, you know, practice and stuff.
Well, I mean, it all turned out well. It was a great series. I mean, regardless.
Yeah, so much fun, actually. A lot of fun. And have the chance to watch, you know, most of the time you watch from far. This series, we were literally on the table and watching every dance. I think they found a way to tell me, please, Graz, don't scream anymore. I was screaming like, for me, know what the celebrity or the pressure I've been working on for 1 week. And doing in front of the people, you know, in front of millions of people, it's crazy. The line is really thin do a mistake and literally take 1 week on the trash and hoping that you're going to pass for the next week. So,
well, and now you've got Oti, who's won the crown twice in a row. So, I mean, it's going to be a big ass next year. Oh
my God. When she won, we got a really good relationship. When I joined Strictly, that had just moved in UK, she was the first one that literally called me, what are you doing? Yeah, you have to do this, 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 and this. She's literally a boss. And you never forget when a friend literally, she didn't know me. And she helped me so much, a lot, with you know, as a new member of the family. It was the first time for me living in the UK, so I didn't know nothing. So also the first time in studio, OT, also Anton, you know, they know how it's been. So I was literally in shock. Even for my first number, Havana, I was shaking myself just walking through the dance floor. Oh. But then, you know, literally from there I realized how big was the show.
Well, very exciting. We have our next guest, Aliash and Jeanette, ready to come in.
Amazing.
Hello.
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 Can you hear us?
Hello. Yes, hi. We can hear you and we can see you.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Did you just squash your husband?
No, you're good.
How are you guys doing?
Good, really good. We've had a nice day today. Aliash did a bit of spring cleaning.
Yes.
I've been working on my well-being course a lot today. It's been nice, yeah.
How's your day been?
I mean, I've been complaining because I had a really bad night's sleep. So, you know, like, just for no reason. It really affects your whole day, I think, doesn't it, when you have a bad night's sleep?
It does.
I've been whinging, but Bob's had a nice time.
I've had a lovely old time. And even nice that you guys have joined us. It's so lovely to have you on the show this evening.
Oh, thanks for having us. We're so excited. We love you guys. Every time we'd sat down and chat with any of you, it's so much fun.
Yeah, we've had both of you on separately, but never together.
Yeah.
So this is the first for us.
We was just saying how much we miss the theatre and what an important thing it is, like the arts, going to see shows. And we're so excited to be able to get back when that happens, to be able to go to the theatre. It's such a lovely thing to be able to do. Are you guys looking forward to getting back on that stage?
Yeah, just desperately. I mean, it's been for us, it's been 1 year-ish, a little bit over a year now of COVID, but for us it's been 2 years of not touring, not being on stage, not performing live in theaters to any capacity. That's whether it's our shows, remembering shows, or it's even like lots of the Strictly Live tours, or Aliash also doing Here Come the Boys. Lots of, every single one of them has been cancelled or postponed down the last two seasons of touring. And I think we absolutely love doing Strictly Come Dancing, and being able to perform on that show every Saturday night and be a part of that is quite special, and probably one of the most special things we will ever do in our careers. But there is nothing that can compare to the feeling that you get when you are live on stage with an audience. Every single show feels totally different, even though it's exactly the same. And that feeling is irreplaceable. And I think as a society right now, the escapism that entertainment, like going to a theater, it's so important to maintain that, you know, ability to be able to get out of the house, dress up and go and watch lovely dancing or singing or acting, whatever it is. You can't really describe the feeling and that relationship that exists with an audience member and a cast member on stage. Mm.
And this is such a huge part of, I mean, the whole industry has sort of been on hold for over a year. And I feel like any other branch of, you know, businesses that are having difficulties for the last year, I think it's going to be so important to go back into theater, back to concerts, back to festivals, back to restaurants, back to bars, to support the business and to help people. Because I can't imagine, I mean, just, you know, if you close the stages in the theaters, you kind of cut our wings, and it feels dreadful. I know there's so many people that have been going through this, and it's the same way with, you know, all the big business owners that, you know, haven't been able to welcome anyone in, or to, you know, to provide the service. And it's going to be so important to go back, theater especially.
I think remembering the Oscars, for us being able to do this stream, which is a really nice reminder to people of what you can get if you go and watch a live theater performance.
Yeah.
I know it's a hashtag that's thrown around easily, save the arts, but I feel like the theater industry has suffered immensely throughout this process. Even some of our dancers and singers in our cast, when we were able to put together the show for the streaming, some of them had not danced in over a year at that point. So to come back and be in a rehearsal space and kind of doing what they were meant to do, it was quite euphoric, really, to be in the studio with them and in the theater with them recording the dances. It was so special.
Yeah, I can imagine it's actually really emotional, because if you've trained your whole career to do that kind of thing, then yeah, to miss out on it just must be huge.
Yeah. And it's nice to do something that doesn't involve watching the news on COVID.
Yeah. Just 10 minutes of that BBC News 24. It's good. Yeah.
What we definitely didn't do, we didn't listen to those pictures that were saying, you know, re-qualify or learn something new.
Oh yeah, the government ones, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen those memes where the BBC like news track is like the coolest techno track?
That's what all the dancers have been doing in their spare time, dancing to the news tracks, yeah. There's also been some really exciting news for you guys, because everyone from Strictly is coming back this year, aren't you?
Yes, we're so excited.
Our ninth year on the show, which is unreal. We joined in 2013.
Still feel like we're one of the new ones, though.
Yeah, that's good.
I think it's always Anton's there as our dad.
I hope he stays forever, because we always feel like newbies.
You must be very excited, because it was a real moment, I think, of TV last year, because even it, you know, that went through the second lockdown, and it was, you had the audiences had to come out, you had to do all the distancing. It must have just been really quite difficult, but you did it, and it was a real success.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel looking back at it?
It's proud. We're so proud, honestly. I mean, the lengths that production had to go through to pull through with a show like that that has so many people involved, so many people in front of camera, behind the camera. I mean, it's immense. I think it's over 200 people that are involved with the show, probably more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to get that through with all the guidelines, it was incredible. I mean, they really were sort of looking after us. And it was so impressive to see how well you can be protected being a part of a show and still go ahead with the filming. And it was special more than any other year, really. I mean, it obviously was different because, you know, no audience, like you said, and you know, in rehearsals you only were, you know, able to really be together with your celebrity, and you couldn't really spoke to anyone else, really.
We split up for 11 weeks.
For a little while. But on a grand scheme of things, when you think how many people had their Saturdays brightened up and how many people needed that, I mean, it's so worth it. You would sacrifice anything, really, to put up a show like that. And especially in times like this, I think people needed it more than ever.
Yeah. I remember in the beginning of the series, we said to each other, didn't we? We thought, this is either going to be one of the craziest series ever, and we're going to look back and go, oh, God, it was dreadful. Or we're going to look back on it and go, wow, what an absolute accomplishment. And
yeah,
I think
one experience.
Every single person in the studio that day felt like it was a huge accomplishment that we were both doing it.
So true. Like I say, after the year that everyone's had, there are many shows nowadays that are like Strictly, where you can have so many different generations of a family all sit in a living room on a Saturday night and watch a show together. Obviously, as long as you're in the same bubble, Hobbs. But
we've got to stick to the bubbles, Bobby.
Got to stick to the bubbles. So incredible that you guys and the team and the production behind it put that on for people, because I just think we really need shows like that at a time like this, because there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most magical things about, for us, being a part of Strictly Come Dancing. You know, we moved to the UK in 2013 doing a West End show, and then got offered to be a part of Strictly Come Dancing. And at that point, we knew that we wanted to join the show because we wanted the job and we wanted to be dancing, and we knew it was a big show. But it wasn't until we started doing Strictly Come Dancing that first year that we really realized how special the show actually is. It feels like UK tradition, you know, to sit down on a Saturday night. And even if you don't watch it on Saturday night because you're out with your mates, you'll catch up on it at some point in the week. And it was so nice to know that it's such a family thing and that everyone can enjoy it. I mean, for us, it's honestly been the biggest blessing in our lives to be a part of the show. fingers crossed we'll be there as much as
we're gonna be here this year. So
So you guys, obviously you're so used to work with each other and spend a lot of time with each other, but this year more than ever you've been together for so long. have you learned even more about each other, where you've both not, because as well as working together, you both do your own thing separately, don't you? So, Bobby,
is that a trick question, Bobby?
No, do you know, it's interesting because when we, even us thinking about it, you know, we've been together for over 10 years, Ayash and I. In July this year will be 10 years that we've been together.
And feels like two, though.
Feels like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But we've always been together, working together. So from day one, we met on this touring show called Burn the Floor. And it was the most romantic first few years because we were traveling the world together, dancing on stages across the world, you know. And then we came to London and we both got Strictly Come Dancing. And then it's just been like this huge snowball of one opportunity to the next opportunity to now creating our own tours, you know, and so many wonderful things. But it's always been so fast paced. You know, go, never even looking back. We moved into this flat that we now live in 2 years ago. And it's the first home that we bought together as husband and wife. And I remember moving in and it was in the middle of the Strictly like semifinal. So we left everything in boxes and then went straight onto tour. So when COVID happened, it was the first time in our 10 years almost of being together where we were just Jeanette and Aliash at home. Like we figured out, okay, this is what you're like in a
domestic bliss. Yeah.
You realized how incredible I actually am. I think
hold on, Aliash, I remember speaking to you before and you were saying you were just playing video games all the time.
We found this really nice kind of routine that we're like, we never even knew this routine would have existed if it wasn't for COVID. Yeah. So I know it's been awful for so many people, but I guess the light at the end of the tunnel for both of us has been that we've kind of fallen in love with each other all over again in a very different way. Mm-hmm. And it's been, I've learned how to cook. I've never been a fan of the kitchen. And now I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can cook meals for us. But yeah, it's been nice. To be honest, we actually argued like I would say a handful of times in the last year, really.
Maybe once, if I can really think of one.
We really haven't. And I remember talking to friends and talking to other couples and they're like, you're very lucky, you know, it's not the case for many people.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. It's been good.
Amy Dowden ready to come in, so let's get her in.
Amazing.
Hello.
Hello, babes.
How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good, thank you. I am missing full-on dancing in shows and theatres, because obviously all of that's been postponed. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to Strictly starting soon.
Yeah, I mean, you say things have been postponed, but it is now things are starting to happen, right? And all the announcements on Strictly are kind of coming thick and fast. We were actually just talking at the top of the show about Anton being made a judge. What do you make of that?
Oh, I'm so excited. I thought he was brilliant when he filled in last year because he had a few weeks, didn't he, really replace Motsi. Mm. You know what? He knows the show inside out. And I think it's quite nice for us pros because he knows it from our perspective as well and what the celebrity is going through. Yeah. So I think for us pros, that's quite refreshing. He obviously knows his knowledge. He lives and breathes Strictly. So yeah, I'm really excited. Obviously, we're going to miss Bruno. But I think Anton and Bruno are completely different characters. So I think it's going to be really exciting to see what this brings to the show.
And like I say, last year, I mean, thankfully Strictly still went ahead, but was a completely different show for you guys having to bubble up it. But how you still put it together was incredible, you know. But I guess you're all hoping that this is going to kind of go back to how it normally is and it hasn't got that added stress of it all. Have they started speaking about celeb partners to any of you yet?
So, no, we literally, honestly, we find out when you do. Sometimes you guys find out before us because we'll be in rehearsals and somebody's been announced on this morning. And before I went on the show, I'm always like, oh, they must know who's going on. And I can remember because I was good friends with Katia before the show, ringing it like, who's your partner? Come on, you must know. And you honestly don't know. So like literally when we all find out, we're like straight away Googling their height and things like that to try and figure out who's going to have you.
Yeah.
But I was, what I've learned, because I'm going into my fifth year, is that whoever's rumoured in the press never end up on the show. So I've stopped looking now.
Well, there's usually, I tell you what, I think you can tell usually by the establishment that write about it, who is true and who isn't. I'm just going to put some names out there that are apparently rumoured for this series. We've got Rio Ferdinand, obviously very famous footballer. Louise Minchin, who's just left BBC Breakfast. Yeah. Very interesting. Ryan Thomas, very handsome young man. Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset, who also did say, oh, I'm doing something in the UK from September. So that's got everyone kind of talking.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a good variety of names, and who knows, I guess, would be the thing, right?
Yeah. Do you know, I just can't wait for the pro rehearsals to then finding out who my celeb is and taking them on that journey. So every element of the show for me is super exciting. And do you know, for me, it doesn't matter if they've got experience or no experience. It's all about embracing it and, you know, forming a team together.
Do you have any like dream celeb partners? So if the BBC called you up and went, babe, do you know what? Tell us who you want and we'll call the agent up. Who would you ask?
Other than you two, obviously.
Thank you.
I am quite shocked that, Bobby, you haven't done it. Not going to lie.
I would love to give it a go.
I think you'd be amazing. I really do.
Oh, bless you. I'd be up for it.
Oh, come on. Bobby for Strictly.
Let's do it. I love the outfits. Love the spray tan. Love the outfit on a Saturday night. Spin around to the count of eight. Lovely.
I think you'd be sneaking your outfits home, wouldn't you?
You know me well already.
I followed you for years. For me, I always say, from looking at him in The Greatest Showman, I reckon Hugh Jackman's teachable, you know?
Well, that would be a real surprise, wouldn't it? I mean, Hugh Jackman was on the show. Yes, I think he might be capable of throwing a few shapes. That's for sure. Whether or not it's in his plans, I don't know so much.
Yeah. Oh, another one. I'd love to dance with a royal, a member of the royal family.
Anyone in particular?
Which one?
I think William looks like he's got a nice posture. So that'd be got a good ballroom frame. Yeah.
You know what? Aim for the stars, and you know, you never know what might happen.
Doing the tango with the future king, like, that's goals, isn't it? Yeah. Good choice, babes. Good choice.
In recent years, obviously, the show's like has seemingly been trying to diversify, hasn't it? You've had, you know, JJ was on there, then there was the first same-sex couples and things like that. What do you make of that? Do you think that they should try and do that more? Do you think it's at a good level where it is now? What do you think?
Absolutely, they should do it more, and I'm all up for it. For somebody who lives with a hidden disability as well, absolutely, and I think, you know, we have to move forward. And I think the show goes out to a wide range of audience, from, you know, children watching it with their grandparents. So I think it's helping as well educate. Does that make sense?
100%.
So I think it's 100%. Really, really, really important. I thought Nicola and Katia were fabulous last year and what they were
doing. Oh, yeah, it was such a shame, wasn't it?
Oh, I was gutted they went out. And I just think it was inspiring. Like, so was JJ as well, with his story as well. So, I'm really all for it.
Yeah, I think that the BBC know as well that people want to see it now. They're not scared of it, you know. I think
it's important. I think it's really, really important.
It's time, definitely.
Yeah.
We've got to mention as well, obviously Jeanette is now leaving you guys as a professional to go to It Takes Two, which is great for her. But I guess it will be a loss. She's one of one of the most loved like female stars on the show, isn't she? So it's like, what's it gonna be like without her? Like, you know.
It's going to be strange because she's like the mother of the girls.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. A couple of the pros say that.
Yeah, and she's the one who, you know, will rally everyone together when they need it, or give you a bit of tough love, or come and give you that, you know, that that line of confidence before you go out. And she gets behind everybody. So it's going to be strange, but I'm also at the same time delighted. She's got herself her dream role.
Mm-hmm.
She's worked really, really hard. And I think, it's great to see progression and, you know, to show that if you work hard at something, if you believe in it, dreams can come true. So I'm delighted for Jeanette. And I know, like, again, she lives and breathes Strictly, so I don't think she could have ever pulled herself away from the show. So this is perfect.
And I think it's so true. Like, I love that Anton and Jeanette are going to still be part of the Strictly family, even though they're in different roles now. It's lovely that they're still part of your little Strictly world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can remember last year when they announced Anton, you know, as a judge. And please welcome the judges. And you have, you know, Julie Craig. And then when Anton came out, all us pros backstage, we were so delighted for him. You could hear we were all in our boxes, ready to go walk up the stairs. And we just was like, yes! We were just so delighted for him. And, you know, you could just feel amongst us all, you know, like that family and that, you know, that true Strictly spirit. So, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Jeanette in any role and Anton this year. There's so much to look forward to.
Do you think Anton will be a little bit more generous with the scoring because he knows what it's like being the other side of the desk?
I hope so.
Tens.
Yeah.
From week one, all the tens.
I really hope so. But who knows? Again, because last time he had it for a couple of weeks in the middle of the series. So this year he's starting from the beginning all the way through. So it will be interesting. Mm. I don't think he'll start too generous, but I do think he's going to be fair.
Do you foresee kind of your long-term future staying on the show? Because obviously it changes every year and, you know, you never know what happens in the future. But would you like to stay on the show?
100%. Oh, Strictly is my life, honestly. Huh. I wake up every day and I pinch myself. I'm still part of it. So does my family and my dad. Do you know what I mean? When I got the job, my twin sister messaged me saying, you've made dad's life. It's changed everything, you know. For me, I've been able to get a house, a dance studio, and I live and breathe dancing. And because of Strictly, it's opened so many doors and for me to help the next generation of dancers. And I just love being part of it. Like, I get goosebumps talking about it. I'm so excited to even start. I'm like, when Strictly finishes, I'm on the countdown to the next season. And I genuinely dread the day I can't be part of it. Like, I was working with Flavia, one of the older pros, the week in Blackpool. And I said to her, Flavia, what was it like when she decided to leave the show. Mm. I was like, could you watch it? And she was just like, you'll know. And I'm thinking, I won't, I really won't. And I just think I dread that day. So the dream would be for me is to obviously to dance. I do want a family one day, but like to go, to, like Jeanette, go into another role or Anton, I'd love to be a judge on the show. Mm-hmm. To still be part of that wonderful family. But you never know, do you? You don't know what's around the corner. But at the moment, I'm not ready to hang up my dance shoes.
So how long have you got till you get doing your rehearsals with the
Literally,
other pros?
We are like weeks away now. We haven't had a definite starting date, but it'll be, in the summer months. Probably, I'd imagine, end of July, August time. So.
And is that you haven't been given a date because of COVID, or is that just the way it normally works? They're kind of waiting to see what happens kind of thing?
Yeah, I think they're waiting to see what happens because obviously they've got everything in place for us. I think they've planned, I know they've planned for two shows, like, you know, one where, you know, all the restrictions in place to a freer one. They've got, the BBC have gone again beyond. So, yeah, I think, and obviously our safety is, you know, is paramount to them. Like last year, I honestly felt safer than ever under the Strictly, guidelines. So, yeah.
But there's unlikely to be that kind of bubbling situation that they had last time, right? Do you not know?
I genuinely don't know. So I think it all depends on the government guidelines at the time and to protect us, the celebrities and the show. So
would you like to see the audience back?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we created amongst the celebs and the pros as much atmosphere as we possibly could. But yeah, of course we.
And you did a good job, to be fair. You must have all lost your voices. It's like,
come on. When you got that audience and the excitement from them and them coming to watch Strictly, whenever I've had my family or friends come, you know, they're buzzing from being in there. Like, and you, it does make a difference. So fingers crossed, you know, with theatres opening up, you know, and hopefully restrictions being lifted now, 19th of July, that will allow us to have an audience. But if not, us pros will make the noise for you.
You've done it once and you can do it again.
Yeah.
So here we've got our interview, well, your interview, actually, Bob, with Craig Revel-Horwood. So let's give it a listen.
Craig, I've got to ask you, babe, obviously, this series of Strictly, I can't believe how quick it's gone. Like, we're fast approaching the end. How have you found it?
I've loved it. And what I've loved about it the most is the amount of talent, actually, that we've had in the show. The celebrities this year have just been extraordinary. And unlike any other year, to be honest, you know, where people that have never danced are really dancing up around the eights and the nines, you know, which is insane, you know, from very early on. So I'm telling you, I would not have liked to have been a celebrity in this year's lineup, because the competition is just so amazing. And that's what I've loved about it the most. And I'm probably appearing to be a lot kinder and nicer because of that, you know, and I've been able to be a lot more complimentary because of it as well, which has been fantastic for me. And also, it's hugely entertaining. And as I missed my first show in 17 years a couple of weeks ago, I discovered a whole new love for it, you know, that I guess when you're at work, I didn't appreciate as much, because I'm not watching it as, you know, just for entertainment. When I'm at work, I'm watching it, you know, to criticize, to see what's wrong, how we can improve the dancing. And when I was at home, it was completely different, you know, and I completely got sucked into their stories, and it was just amazing. So I'm really proud to be a part of it still, and absolutely love it. And I wouldn't want to change my Saturday job for anything. I mean, I love doing the theatre as well. You know, I'm very lucky that the theatres are coming back now. And we've had 2 years off, which has not been easy for anyone in my industry because of COVID, and especially the restaurant industry as well. The whole entertainment industry has suffered. So it's wonderful that the Beeb have been able to get it on and keep things in place. You know, even if you do test positive like I did, you know, that you don't have to then suddenly have to go off the entire show. You know, you can wait your 10 days and then go back on, which has been brilliant. And they've been really supportive, really protective of everyone on the show as well. So I can only commend them for getting it on. It would have been very easy, I think, for the BBC to turn around and say, oh, we're not doing Strictly this year. You know, but then a lot of people really look forward to that. And it's the only escape they've got, you know, in two terrible years, really, you know, and especially with the lead up to Christmas. We all want a little bit of fun. We all want to feel safe, protected and secure. But people need entertainment and people need a life again. You know, it's really difficult, I think, human nature. I mean, as much as we need our 6 to 8 hours sleep, you know, a third of our life being spent in bed, we need entertainment as well, and we need to socialize. You know, we are social people, and I think it's really important. So I'm really pleased about this year's show, and I just don't know what the outcome's going to be. I love Rose, I love AJ, I love John and Johannes, I even love Dan.
It's going to be, I think, one of the closest finals we've ever seen. Like, I definitely think the bar's been raised to a whole new level this year, isn't it? And it's actually one of them. But I think we'll make for a fantastic finale. So actually, it could be, it's anyone's game, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all really equal at the moment. And I know that Dan is loved by every housewife in the UK, you know, and he has the full support of them, which is fantastic. And that's why audience get 50% of the vote. So I'm really looking forward to see who the audience chooses to put through, because I think it won't be down to the judges this year, because the judges are very equal now, yeah. You know, and there's no one standing out that's really, really terrible, you know, so it's amazing. And it's going to be a really fine line, I think, to see who actually gets to the winning line.
Definitely. And in terms of representation, sorry, we've seen every year the bar just gets raised with that as well. Like, is there, and I think so many people are included now, and quite rightly so. Like, obviously, we've got our first all-male couple, which has been incredible. Is there anything left that you'd like to see the BBC do in future years?
Well, we could go down transgender route as well, you know, in that circumstance. You know, I think dance is a platform for anybody, no matter who you are or where you're from or what nationality you are or what sex you are or what you do and don't believe in, whether you're religious or not religious. You know, it's for everybody, and it's blanketed. I mean, humans have been dancing, you know, since the cavemen were dancing around fires for fertility and rain. you know, there's that's just a natural part of who, you know, humans are in that way. We're social, we like dancing, we like celebrating, and I think it's time to do that this year. It really is. And Strictly, I think, helps us get there, and dance in particular.
We hope you enjoyed this Strictly bonus episode. Next week, we'll be bringing you the best interviews of 2021's Love Island contestants and winners. Have a great Christmas.